you kind of came up with Jack and Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker and all those guys through a rebuild, and very quickly you became the dominant team in the 80s in the American League, at least for me. Now the current Tigers are kind of going through it, and they're surprising us this year. Yeah, they're not a great team. They're hovering around 500, but they're playing a lot better than I think a lot of people expected. Why is that, in your opinion?
Well, they are. They're doing a great job, and I think that a couple of reasons is Ron Gardenhire certainly deserves a lot of the credit, but when you go through a rebuild and you totally dismantle your team and bring in a bunch of young talent and prospects and things like that, and people from other organizations that, you know, had been looked over by those other organizations, you know, Al Avila and David Chad, they deserve a lot of credit for not only putting a good competitive ball club out on the field, but also Toledo is in first place, and you know, with so many injuries up here in Detroit, Toledo is being grabbed, and all the players are going up to Detroit, and Toledo still is winning. So there's a lot of talent at the upper levels here, and then you know, Double A is, the record doesn't look so good, but they're filling in, and Sandy Baez came in and did a real nice job the other day against the Yankees. So you know, they've done a good job and doing a lot of homework, I think, and developing a lot of talent.
Pitching wins, and they have got a lot of great looking young arms. How good do you think this team can be if a couple of these guys pan out in the next 5 years?
Yeah, I guess that's a big, you know, question mark. And, you know, of course, they just took one, Casey Mizen, the number one overall pick. But they've got a lot of talent to develop, and hopefully, like you said, they do. But hopefully there's an overabundance of starting pitching that they can use to turn around and get, you know, some good young positional player people. Like, I always say, boy, it would be great if Bryce Harper, you know, or type player was available in the draft for them. You know, use some of that overall pitching depth that they have, and possibly get a couple of missing pieces for the offensive side of the equation.
Sometimes as a fan, it's hard to be patient. I'm glad that the organization has been patient, especially with Matt Boyd, because he's really stepped out to the forefront now.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. You know, I got to meet him, and I've always been a guy that I always root hard for. And Chris Bosio probably deserves a lot of credit. You know, Matt Boyd has been kind of up and down, and so his perseverance speaks a lot to his, you know, intestinal fortitude. But Chris Bosio probably put him over the top and has really got him throwing well.
Thanks, Dan.
My pleasure.